Scene one.
Okay.
We open up to a college campus, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's green. There's people in college outfits,
uh-huh.
which, as we all know, are...
Like when you go to Germany and there's those ladies that give you the beer and the lederhosen and they got those funny hats.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's wearing that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We find ourselves at the college, Lederhosen University.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. There's a building in the background with a bell tower and the clock,
uh-huh.
of course. And it dings once, and they all say, "Hey, beer time!" And everyone on stage toasts a beer and hoists it in the air.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then they drink it, but it's all empty glasses, and we know it.
Okay.
Because they're all empty.
Oh.
And they didn't even shell out, you know those, like, prop mugs that you get where, it's, like, thick-rimmed and there's, like, some liquid on the outside so it looks like it has stuff in it, but it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
They don't shell out for that.
Oh, they don't even do the special effect cups.
No, it's just empty mugs, and they all hoist it and say, "Hey, beer time!"
Okay, but they don't drink a bunch of beer on stage.
No, they drink it out of an empty cup. This is a low budget.
Oh.
Low budget.
Yeah.
Like, they got these
there's
mugs.
There's so many trick cups.
Yeah, so many. But they didn't.
And you're writing this into the script.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our setting. Beer o'clock. Lederhosen University.
Yeah.
Okay. We find, you know, people shuffling around carrying their backpacks full of books and barley.
Yeah, but they're empty books, too, because you can't afford
empty books. Real but books the barley's real.
Oh, you're shelling. That's where all the money went. The money went to the barley.
Money went to the barley.
Okay.
Every time they, like, take out a book, barley falls around on the stage.
Oh, that's going to be a tripping hazard.
It will be. Oh. We're good.
Okay.
I just got an alert that says we have 20 minutes. Austin.
To banter?
I have 20 minutes to write this musical.
Oh, it's due today.
Yeah, I just got a fucking message.
It's a musical episode. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
So we open up Lederhosen University.
Lederhosen University.
We need this.
You spent all your money on barley.
Mm, there's barley everywhere on the floor. People are starting to slip and slide.
Yeah, it's interfering with the dance numbers.
What's the name of the song?
I barley know her. You work it into the... it's diegetic barley.
I barley know her. No, that needs to be like the longing after song.
Oh,
we save
okay.
That. We save that for later
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah.
That's when he goes, okay, so we need to set up for the barley song.
It's
barley
weird that you spent all this money on barley without having... you know, barley, that diegetic barley.
Yeah. What does diegetic mean?
It means it's occurring within the world of the story.
Oh.
Like when, remember Reservoir Dogs when he's singing Stuck in the Middle with You? And then he goes outside and it stops playing because it was on the radio and he goes back in and it keeps playing?
Oh.
It's diegetic.
Gotcha. Okay. So this song is called Barley Beginning. Okay.
Oh, two barley. Okay.
The whole thing is barley.
The whole thing would have to be barley if you already spent all the money on barley.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you got it. You follow the money is what I always say.
You've always said that.
Okay, so barley begun. We talk about how...
Yeah,
the song's talking about how spring has sprung and the soil is warmed up and the barley is just beginning to grow.
Is this a college where they learn how to make beer?
Yes.
Okay.
And...
I would explain all the barley and why they're so interested in it.
And why it's beer o'clock.
And why it's beer o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because spring has barley begun.
So we're at Barley University. Lederhosen University.
Lederhosen University.
You think it'd be called Barley University, but that's
with all the barley on
the
stage. But yeah, it's a hat on a hat. Yeah.
Okay, so barley begun, or spring has barley begun. How's
yeah.
that?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
They're singing, they're dancing, they're swinging, they're talking about... they're also swinging around.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just going to spill more barley.
Well... they're spilling seed for sure with all their swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it. It's an erotic musical.
It's an erotic beer-themed musical.
I'm down. All right, I'm in. You lost me, and then you reeled me back in.
Okay, spring is barley sprung. We we see thruples pairing off. We see couples.
Yeah, sprung is also, of course, an entendre.
Of course.
Yeah.
The whole thing's entendre.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. We're dancing around the campus. Everybody pairs off and goes their separate ways.
Right. Well, they thruple off.
And then we see... the main protagonist, who's kind of been in the midst of this, and this whole time he's been trying to find someone to pair off with.
He can't find nobody to bang into barley.
Yeah, and he'll kind of be having like a moment where he walks up to someone and then he slips and falls on the barley. And she's disgusted and she turns away.
Yeah, it's not. You can't keep your aura and fall into barley.
Yeah, and there's kind of someone that he's been kind of following this whole time, but she's always just a step ahead. She's always just floating on air. She seems unslippable.
Okay.
She's the only one that they had a budget for.
Well,
not
yeah,
slip
and that's
going
to be hard because people will actually be slipping on the barley. It's going to
be. Yeah. But for her, they put in the budget for some really high traction hiking boots. She's in hiking boots.
Okay.
It goes with lederhosen.
Okay. Wow, you really solved the problem you created with the barley.
I did. She's in, like, borderline combat boots. The fact that he thinks he stands a chance with her is actually kind of
wild. Yeah, you can't. You don't stand a chance against anyone with combat boots. You can't keep footing on a barley?
Yeah. But he's chasing after her this whole time, right? And then, you know, pairs off.
Right, yeah, the stage, the cast slowly diminishes.
And then it's just him.
It's just him.
And then we're left with, I barely know her.
Okay. And this lady that he saw and doesn't have a relationship yet at this point in the script.
The weather kind of shifts and the
lighting turns blue.
Yeah, the lighting turns blue and he sings about how he loves her, but he barely knows her.
He barely knows her, yeah.
Yeah, and talks about how he kind of analogizes it to brewing a beer where you just can't quite get it right. Mm-hmm. And it keeps going sour.
Well, that's why you go to Lederhosen University is to make beers.
Yeah, learn how to do it. So he's talking about how he just can't quite, all the ingredients are there. He builds up love. He tries to make a joke, which is kind of like the hops. He tries to give compliments, which is like the water. And
Is that the song where he gets his button gear, his hop to it?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. But that does come later.
Because I wrote a song for it called Hop Tua. I don't know if that made it into the final script.
Hop Tua is going to be
did Hop Tua make it?
Power anthem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we cut to him singing. Okay.
I'm glad you kept it in.
Yeah, he gets real sad. And then we cut to her. She's coming out from her conquest, the guy who did pair off with her.
Okay, yeah. She was in so many thruples that night.
Yeah, she's like, none of these were what I was looking for. I gave him the Hop Tua, and it just didn't fare out. And she talks about how she wants to Hop Tua the right guy.
Okay.
The right person.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be a guy. She wears combat.
Yeah, boots, that's in Act Two. You reflect that with Hop to it.
Yeah. So we get his I Wish song, which is just revolving around her, and her I Wish song, which is just literally anyone that's
getting dicked down in a satisfactory manner.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is not a real, true love story.
No. Nothing in college is.
Yeah, no. This isn't real.
Love doesn't exist.
Okay. So, we now know what people want. We now know the setting.
Yeah.
What's the conflict?
Okay. And again, we've been at this for like 5 minutes, so this is due in 15 minutes.
Yeah, this is due in 15 minutes. We gotta
and we need to establish the conflict of it.
Okay, there's a wine university nearby. What's it
called? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We need another racial stereotype. Italians,
yeah.
Okay. So we have the Italian university, which is called...
Well, I know something is usually either an erotic musical or a jukebox musical.
Ooh.
Because you can go, Mamma Mia, here I go again, in parentheses, to drink some wine. You can kind of... It would save us a lot of time if we just sort of have the music ready.
But we already have two original numbers. Now we're mixing...
That's what I'm saying. Is that allowed? Is that frowned upon? That it's like mix the peanut butter into the chocolate there?
Let's stick with the originals for now because we have 15 minutes, right? We can keep cooking. Okay. So there's beer o'clock for Lederhosen University.
Uh-huh.
These guys have wine time.
Okay.
So we see, by contrast, we're introduced to this university. This one.
It's the snooty one.
It's the snooty one. So everyone's laid back. It's lounge chairs. It's smoke. Yeah, there's a fog machine. They're all.
It's all polo shirts and sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like different vibes. Different vibes. There's no barley and dancing. They're kind of like.
Yeah, and I guess I don't want to. Interrupt your creative flow, but how are you going to get all that barley off of the stage? Because that was kind of the central problem we ran into.
I'm assuming there's, you know, those like vacuum things, those vacuum tractors.
Like a Zamboni.
Yeah, a barley bony. And it comes out during the
set change. A Zambarley, you mean.
A Zambarley, thank you so much. Yeah, so that comes out during the number okay, goes,
during the intermission.
No, not in, it just does a quick back and forth real quick.
Oh, okay, so the people on stage can have to like act around it and pretend it's not. It's very loud.
It's quite loud. But
one side is done up like it's a bunch of bushes, so it can kind of. But the other side isn't. So whatever makes a turn.
But like they tried to not do it in tech rehearsal, and so many people sprained their ankle that they're like, we have to just commit to this.
We have to just work around the Zambarley.
Okay, so wine time at Merlot Community College. Cabernet Community College, the Triple C's. Okay. So there we have a laid-back vibe. There we have no one is going off into thruples, and we meet perhaps the antagonist, who's like, oh boy.
Yeah, who's the bad guy? who's trying to steal this as yet unnamed Thruple destroyer?
I think this is a guy who fetishizes the Lederhosen people.
Okay.
I think he's like, I'm bored of Italian women, so loud and brash and harsh. I want a Lederhosen
I need a Frau lady. Right now is the song.
Yeah. A Frau right now. Fantastic. Frau right now. Okay. So his whole thing is he just wants a Lederhosen lady.
Uh-huh.
A Frau right
Lederhosen.
Now. Lederhosen. Yes. And not in a good way, though.
No. Yeah, he ain't going to treat her right.
He wants the conquest.
He ain't going to treat her right. He's too snooty.
So he's like, I know what I need to do. And he needs to, like, put on a disguise. So we see he, like, kind of takes...
And puts suspenders over his...
Yes.
His beret and his... Because he's Italian, but he's got a French beret.
Yeah, it's we go with what the costume department has.
Yeah, honestly, it's we have less than 15 minutes now. We got to go with what the costume department.
Yeah, we got to go with it. Okay.
Whatever we find there.
Frau right now, we have this guy. He needs to go to Lederhosen University, infiltrate and fulfill his fetish.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
his deal. What's stopping him? He has a wheat allergy.
Oh.
So he needs to disguise... Or a hop allergy? A barley allergy, perhaps.
Mm. That's going to be real hard. He's going to be discovered right away with the barley allergy.
Well, people are going to hand him beer. People are going to throw barley. And his whole thing is he has to, like, dodge away from it.
And so you know something's up.
Yeah. But he is so artsy at it that everyone just sees as like, wow, this guy just really...
This guy can really do the barley dance.
Yeah, he can bob and weave.
We must crown him Barley King at this year's Barley Social.
Yeah. So they get it to where it's like... He gets in and he infiltrates so well.
Yeah, he charms everybody.
And, like, what does the person with status do? They start the keg.
So
he needs to, like, get all these reasons to get out of it. You know, he's elected and they're like, all right, start. Your first drink is you. And he's like, ha ha ha. And he pours it behind his back, you know. Yeah.
He does the thing where you turn sideways so it looks like you're drinking, but it's mm-hmm, really just mm-hmm. landing on a puddle on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he actually does because they don't know how else to like really convey that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they actually do have to splash the water on the floor. It's very... The liability.
You are creating so many tripping hazards on the stage.
I know, but he can't actually drink it.
You can't... No, it has to be a stage gag, but like... And then we can't... Like you said, you can't spring for those trick cups because you spent all the money on barley.
Mm-hmm. But he does manage to woo her. He gets her attention. She's
okay,
like,
yeah, because he's crowned Barley King.
Yeah, he's crowned Barley King, and it's a great irony.
Yeah.
Had some close calls there, and it, even to where it's like, she's like, will you try my ale? And he, like, gets to where she's like, please try my ale. This is her trying to court him, right?
Yeah.
And it gets, she's and then to he sings she's a song like,
under your ale.
Yeah. And she does the thing where their arms twist around to where you're going to drink from each other's mugs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he can't drink it because it'll kill him,
because
right?
he's allergic, though.
So instead he goes in for a kiss.
Okay.
Right? And she's like, whoa!
Whoa!
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have this relationship. It goes...
Yeah. Oh, no, that speaks for our poor down-on-his-luck protagonist.
Mm-hmm. But he sees that something's fishy.
Yeah, he sees all these puddles on the ground.
And in fact, he sees...
He probably slips on him because slipping's his thing.
Yeah, and he's, you know, the other guy is dodging barley night and day.
Yeah, everybody else doesn't slip on all the tripping hazards.
All over it, but he...
That's the only reason he can see through his lies. It's because he trips them.
That's right. And he sprains his ankles, so he lags behind at a musical number, and everybody else clears out, you know, mm-hmm. from the Barley King song. Everybody clears out, but he has to, like, sit and nurse his leg, so he hears the antagonist do his I'm a Trickster song.
Oh, is it, yeah, the... everything I'm doing is lies, skeedily bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rye, lies, IPA.
Lie PAs.
Okay, so we have, yeah, lie PAs.
Uh-huh.
And he's singing about how he's pretending to be the Harvest King, the Barley King.
Yeah, just to have sex with this lady.
Protagonist hears
that he doesn't even respect.
He doesn't even respect her. Protagonist hears it, and he's like, I knew it. I have to go tell anyone. And he, like, limps off and slips one more time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this poor guy.
And how far are we through the play? Is this halftime?
It's about halftime. How much time do we have?
We have, I'm going to say, about 10 minutes left.
Oh, God. Okay.
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 I hope you're writing this down, because I forgot.
It's, we'll record it sometime.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right, it opens. He's got a, it opens, and right after the Barley King.
Yeah, Barley King, and then he does his IPA song.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then the guy says, curtains close. I knew it. And then curtains close, intermission.
Yeah, you get another go around with the Zamboni.
The Zamboni takes another lap.
Because again, these people
every time.
You spit, all their costumes are chock full of barley, so they're just spilling it everywhere.
Yeah, the audience is sneezing constantly. It's not great. Okay, so we come back. We are gearing where are we at in the semester?
Yeah, well, we've established that it's spring at the start, because spring has barely begun.
I think the antagonist needs to go back to the community college, whatever it's called. Cabernet? No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he goes back, and they're like, where you been? Da, da, da. And he's like, I've just been... Da, 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 da.
I've been seducing this girl over the course of months. I'm almost in.
Yeah, so now we need some sort of conflict for him to make him realize that he needs to be a complex character, right?
Okay, you want to add some depth other than he lies and he's deathly allergic to barley and he doesn't respect that.
But he's very hateable right now, so we need to round him out so that we still want him to. We don't want him to suffer. We want him to improve and learn.
Okay, if it worked for Wicked, it'll work for us.
Yeah. So
turns out he only does this because his dad is mean to him.
Oh.
Yeah. So his wine dad comes by and is like, you need to seduce women faster.
Yeah. He's like, what are you, gay?
I don't respect you because you don't not respect women enough.
Yeah. And he's like, Dad, I'm swimming in it. And he's like, I'm not seeing it. And he's like, it's just not, they're at a different school. And he's like, you've been going to another school. I told you
to only seduce women at this school if you want me to respect you.
Yeah. So he's trying to get his dad's thing.
Yeah, he's trying to get his dad's respect by being bad to women.
So he sings a number where he's frustrated, but the whole time they're stomping grapes.
Okay.
Everyone's stomping grapes because that's going to
make for
do.
Some great choreography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the budget.
Oh, shit. We got to fake the grapes.
No. The grapes is where they spent the rest of the budget.
Oh, it's all barley and grapes.
It's all barley and grapes.
Okay, so we don't have the big tubs.
Yeah, we don't have
to stomp the grapes in. We just have a bunch of people stomping on.
We don't have cohesive outfits. We don't have cohesive set pieces.
But what we do have is a lot of barley and
a lot of grapes.
Okay.
Okay, so there's just grapes the floor.
Yeah, what if...
They bought kiddie pools. There's three kiddie pools.
Oh, you do have kiddie pools. Okay.
Like the $5 ones.
We can paint those like big barrels. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we can't afford paint.
Oh, we can't even afford the paint?
No, they're bright blue with yellow fish on them.
Okay, what if we have people like lay down with their arms out, like a big Y?
Yes.
And they like conceal it. We work it in like it's choreography, but they're just covering up the kiddie pools.
Yes, but we need to make stomping grapes an analogy for him womanizing at this university to fulfill his dad's fantasy. So it's like a woman or a man or whatever lays down in front of the kiddie pool and spreads their legs, and then he goes and he stomps in that kiddie pool.
Okay,
which is a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for not respecting women.
But the whole time he's thinking about how he actually kind of fell for the woman back at the old university.
Oh no.
Like, so he's conquesting this university. This should be the best time of his life. He's stomping grapes. He's having sex with whoever.
Uh-huh.
And yet he's ultimately unsatisfied.
Okay.
And, you know, at Barley University...
Over peels, because grapes have peels. Is that anything?
Head over peels. Fantastic.
Okay.
So this rounds him out where he realizes, I thought I was a terrible woman.
I thought I was womanizing, but I'm just in love.
Turns out I'm just in love.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he goes through this phase, and... His dad approves. Yeah. His dad is like, you got it, champ. Keep this up.
That you're bad to women.
I love that you're bad to women, because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what made me the CEO of wine.
Yes. So, okay, we have 7 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So.
And again, so far, all we have of our hero is he falls down a lot and he discovered the lie.
Yeah, okay, so we need to do something. So, okay, antagonist is getting what he wants with his dad's approval and the womanizer.
Right.
But he's ultimately not getting what he wants.
Yeah.
Okay, cut back to protagonist.
His ankle's all fucked up.
He's trying to warn everybody that, hey, this guy isn't who you think he is.
Yeah, he's not even from around here.
But he has no sway because he's just a nerdy guy. And they're like, you're just jealous because clearly you're pining after this woman.
Very cool guy who drank so much beer.
Yeah, so much. He drank so much. so much beer.
That's more than you can drink. No, no, oh, that's what you do. You know, because that he saw, yeah, that he saw, everyone saw him drink the beer.
Yeah.
But the protagonist knows he can't drink any beer.
So he's going to have to challenge him to a drink-off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He needs to create a scenario where there's a drink-off that he can challenge him. Mm-hmm. What would that scenario be? There's not a graduation, maybe a graduation thing.
Mm, yeah, I imagine you don't need to go to beer college that long.
No.
I don't think it's a four-year degree.
He could try and do a brew-off and brew a better beer.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have like a waitress situation where he's brewing beer that kind of expresses his inner wants and needs.
Okay, yeah, the beer is a metaphor.
And he knows that the other guy can never actually craft a good beer because, for one, he can't. Because
he's going to wine college like an idiot.
Yeah, he's going to wine college like an idiot. Also, he doesn't have the passion. He's just a man. Womanizer. Yeah. So this guy's like, no, I'm going to craft a beer. And we'll do a beer drink-off? That still doesn't quite fit. No, it should be. He should say...
We invent an elaborate rule, an elaborate game, mm-hmm. with an entire point system based on the quality of the beer and how much of it you can drink.
Yes. Yes.
And we can do a whole song just kind of explaining that like it's Quidditch on stage.
Yeah, okay. So we need a song about an elaborate drinking game that the protagonist is taking part in. What mm-hmm. would that be? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And it'll be like, yeah, I challenge you to the think and drink or whatever it is. Everyone at the college knows what it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's an elaborate game that we have to explain to the audience, but everyone in the college knows it. So they sing about how good they are at knowing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
And it's coming up to that time of year, so the song's like Hops to It or something.
Oh, that's when you work Hop to It into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we already did Hop to A.
Right.
And now we're doing
And that. We need a song that's like a reflection of that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this, because what she wants is to be...
Yeah, she wants to be free, and she was sowing her wild oats in the spring. But now you got to harvest those wild oats in the summer to make a beer.
Well, and she also does like, you know, she heard about this antagonist, and she's like, what? He's just shallow.
Yeah, and she's pretty seduced.
And then she realizes that she's never actually like tasted anything he's made, and she's like, wait, do I actually
know this
person?
Yeah, how can I love a man whose beer I haven't drank?
Yeah, so she kind of decides like, you know what? I am going to try these beers, and that's going to be a crucial decision as to how I choose my partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she now realizes...
beer college. Yeah, she
understands
the nuance. She got her virtue now. As a beer maiden.
Yeah, she didn't understand how much you could tell from one sip before, but now she knows.
Right.
So now she realizes that that's how she's going to judge character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
And, yeah, how do we land this plane? It's the day of the think and drink.
So her song is like sowing your oats. Now right. It's sowing your oats.
Okay.
Because she's talking about how she wants to start a life, but she wants to start a life
with someone. She doesn't know who to do it with.
Someone of substance.
Yeah.
So this is different than I just want to hook up with fun people. This is now like I want to find someone of substance. Okay. So wine guy comes back and he learns about this thing and he's like, oh yeah, I know all about this ritual stuff.
I'm so good at knowing that and then drinking it later. That.
Yeah. And it turns out, like, he's going to try and, like, hire some of his underlings to, like, do it for him. Or, like, use his sway to get the people to kind of fake it for him.
Okay. Or, yeah, and he ends up being able to use his knowledge. He makes a barley wine, which is both of them, technically.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's still got barley in it.
It does still have barley.
And they drink, and he would have won, but he drank his own beer, and then he's deathly allergic to barley.
Yeah. So that song's Forbidden Fruit, because
mm-hmm.
he needs to make the decision of, okay, I need to drink this to
Yeah, now it's Shakespearean.
Something. Yeah, now it's Shakespearean.
It's got to the only way he can prove his love is by dying.
And,
from, again, a single sip of barley wine.
And it turns out that his barley wine is not, it's not authentic, it's not right, it's... Something's off, or does it taste good? What do we think?
Yeah, he wins the competition, but he's got to drink his own barley wine, and then he dies because he's deathly allergic to barley.
Or he like goes to the hospital, and he shouldn't die.
His charade is revealed that
we don't want
him. He can't have a single sip of barley wine. What is and the barley king can't have any barley? What a farce!
Yeah, so
what a barley farce.
So she drinks the wine,
it's a barley
farce. Wow, this is unlike anything I've had before. You truly are magnificent. Da 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 da. And she like is really sold on him, but then. He has anaphylactic shock. And she realizes, she's like, oh, it was all a lie. Da, da, da. So, she has this confrontational moment with him in the hospital.
Like, you lied to me about being able to have beer-related products.
And who saved his life and brought him to the hospital because he knew he was allergic? The protagonist.
Yeah.
Because he hates him and he's jealous of him, but he's not a bad guy.
Yeah. And there's so much barley on stage at this point that
so
only someone who's...
Yeah.
Can take a couple of falls, could actually
rescue
him.
There's a lot of barley, but it's the same barley from before the Zamboni. They just kind of took it out of the slough. but like out of the chute, you know, out of the compartment,
the collector.
But now it has some wine on it too, because then Zimodi also got.
Oh, and now it's thematic. Yeah,
yeah. So it's like it's getting increasingly slippery, increasingly sticky at the same time.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Again, these poor actors are not going to have a fun time.
Yeah. So the antagonist, he's like, "Da da, I did it," and he fools everyone except the protagonist knows, you're faking it, and he's like, "No, we must go," and he's like, "No, I'm fine," and he's like, "Dude, you got to go to the hospital.
You are dying."
Like, covers for him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so now he decides, like, okay, the antagonist is like, you're right, and he's been humbled. He's been sung to in his hospital bed. Now it's time for him to come clean.
How does he do it? Again, metaphorically, because this stage is going to be filthy.
It's filthy. So sticky. It's like summer when this musical comes out, so the flies are starting to figure out the situation.
Yeah.
There's flies on the stage down.
Because, again, if the Zambarli is just kind of collecting the goo
for... Yeah, it's not great.
For the finale of the show, it's not...
Yeah. It's not great.
Did it really even clean it up?
So, okay, now we have the Italian college classmates and his dad visit him in the hospital, and they're like, we heard you were sick. What's happening? And he has to, like, come clean to them.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you even more because you got sick.
Yeah. And,
because you were good to women and you got sick? Yeah. I'll never respect you now.
So now there's, like, a Circle of Rye song to where he talks about how all his actions have consequences.
Uh-huh.
How does he get out of this, though? How do we get it to where... Okay, so the girl is really sad and defeated, so the antagonist is like, let me take you out and, like, tell you what, I have a secret.
And again, if it was a jukebox musical, we could have used Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out, but...
We could have, but I just don't know if we can get the rights.
But then we've made all his original songs already.
I don't know if we can get the rights. It's very pricey, and we've already bought this barley and grapes. Okay, how much time do we have?
Yeah, it's the barley.
We have 2 minutes. Let's take this home. We have
2 minutes before he gets here.
So the protagonist is like, I'm sorry it was a lie. I'm sorry you've been fooled. I have this precious... It turns out he's been brewing this secret beer.
Oh, a secret love potion.
Love potion beer. And he's like, I think I have something that will comfort you. And he brings her to, like, the distillery, and it's all alone, and the lights are just right, and she's really sad, and he's
wow,
like...
Wow, so many location swaps.
Yeah, it's a real problem. It's a real...
Again, we wasted all our money on barley and grapes.
Yeah.
We have to conceal kiddie pools with actors' legs.
Yeah, there's kind of someone off stage who says, like, at the brewery... You know?
Oh, so you have someone yelling stage.
Yeah,
directions.
Yelling stage locations. It's really dismal. Okay, so they're at the brewery. She tastes it. She's like, "What is this? This is truly something magnificent." And she kind of sings the same song that she sang for the barley wine.
Uh-huh.
I just heard a noise. I think we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Okay, let's bring this home.
All right, go bring home fast.
Bring it home fast. She realizes, this actually does have the depth. And I thought I was looking for something exotic like barley wine, but truly, I just needed to come back in touch with my roots and realize what's really important, which is beer.
Just a heartfelt Hefeweizen.
Yes. Heart Full of Hefeweizen is the name of the song that they sing.
Okay.
Yeah. So they sing Heart Full of Hefeweizen.
Okay.
They kind of...
Because the problem is the antagonist at this point is just a very fleshed out guy with a lot of complicated reasons who's trying to be a better person.
Yes.
And this guy falls down and did a beer good.
Yes, but that makes him likable because he's clumsy. We all know this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Heart Full of Hefeweizen, they sing the song. The guy kind of comes around. They go back to college. It's graduation. They're throwing their caps.
Okay.
And then the
another
guy,
location change.
Graduation ceremony, we hear from offstage. And their hats are pizza boxes that are, like, kind of cut up, you know.
Okay, we can do that for cheap.
Yeah. And it's like there's no hat element. They're just holding these squares of
cardboard.
They're
just holding the pizza boxes.
And then they throw the pizza
box.
Yeah.
Because, again, we can't paint the pizza boxes.
We can't paint. We're out of paint. Budget is done.
Okay.
So it's Little Caesars now. And it was the pizza that they ate, like, during tech week to wrap it up.
Okay. So it's like, very, it's greasy and also pretty dirty.
So the whole thing's slippery, slimy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Graduation ceremony. Everyone's happy. They throw their pizza boxes. They kiss. And then the antagonist comes and he's like, mind if I have a slice? Or no, mind if I butt in? And they're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, you know, I think it's time to try something different.
Yeah. I think when I made beer, I learned that it was good to do that too.
Yeah, and then he's also like...
He's bridging the beer-wine rivalry these colleges have had.
Yeah,
for...
and then he's also like, turns out my beer allergy was actually just a malfunctioning appendix. Got that
it was
out.
All, yeah, it was all just... Yeah, it was...
Yeah, so like, this is the life I want to live. I know that now. And they're like, you know what? Bring it in. And they have a big song where everyone gets
along. Forget, this is an erotic musical, so there's some other stuff going on.
That's true.
On
everyone's hooking up at the same time.
Yeah, on stage.
I mean, that's just kind of every.
Maybe that's maybe they're just maybe there's just thruple. Maybe they're just a thruple, but now they're a thruple with love.
Maybe, yeah. So we need a song about a thruple
mm-hmm.
that's beer and wine.
Beer and wine related.
Okay,
that makes sense with again $0 for the budget in an erotic musical.
Seeds of love.
Okay. Seeds of love.
Seeds of love. Is that what it should be called? No.
Nah, it's anyway, we don't have time for a name. You got to get this out.
Okay, we did it. All right, so last song, Seeds of Love. Everybody's happy. The floor is so sticky.
The room smells horrible.
Horrible. Terrible. Drastically over budget despite spending it on all the wrong things. We did it. There's got to be a name, though. We got to get a name.
Okay.
We have 30 seconds.
It's... it was the life and times of Lederhosen University.
Spring Harvest.
Van Wilder 2.
Harvest Time.
Wicked but beer themed.
Wicked but beer themed. I love it.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.